The U.S. Justice Department is investigating Minnesota's Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey. This is according to U.S. officials who requested anonymity because they are not authorized to discuss the matter publicly. And it comes as the governor, the mayor, and Minnesota's Democratic leaders have vocally criticized the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement actions in their state. In a post online, Governor Walz said, quote, "Weaponizing the justice system against your opponents is an authoritarian tactic." We begin this hour of the program with Minnesota Public Radio's Clay Masters.
President Trump is floating the idea of using the Insurrection Act in Minnesota to deploy troops to the state.
And if I needed it, I'd use it. I don't think there's any reason right now to use it. But if I needed it, I'd use it. It's very powerful.
It comes as his administration has clashed with Democratic leaders here for weeks now. Take last weekend, for example. Three Democratic members of the Minnesota congressional delegation walked to the front of an ICE detention center just outside Minneapolis. Representatives Ilhan Omar, Angie Craig, and Kelly Morrison were surrounded by press and a handful of protesters.
We're not going to be able to talk to them if you guys block us from our ability to speak to them.
The members of Congress had called the facility ahead of showing up and told them they were coming to conduct an oversight check. Under federal law, members of Congress have the right to make unannounced visits to certain ICE facilities. The three were allowed in for about 10 minutes, then turned away. Here's Representative Omar.
What happened today is a blatant attempt to obstruct members of Congress from doing their oversight duties.
The three were there just days after ICE agent Jonathan Ross fatally shot Renee Macklin Good. They wanted more time to see the center's conditions and how those detained were being treated. But in a memo from Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem obtained by NPR, she says ICE needs 7 days' notice. Here she is Thursday talking about the possibility of using the Insurrection Act.
My hope is that this leadership team in Minnesota will start to work with us to get criminals off the streets.
Minnesota has been a focal point for Trump's political ire since the year began. Clashes between protesters, ICE observers, and agents continue. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz backed out of his bid for a third term last week, saying running for re-election would prevent his full attention from governing the state and rooting out fraud. He continues to plead with the Department of Homeland Security to loosen its grip here. The former Democratic vice presidential candidate said last week that protesters here need to hold the line.
We can look out for one another. We can have differences, but we've proved to the world going on 250 years that our democracy could hold. It feels to me like we're at one of those inflection points.
Vice President J.D. Vance has a different take.
Look, Tim Walz is a joke. His entire administration has been a joke. The idea that he's some sort of freedom fighter, he's not.
In most cases, Democrats have not been able to completely push back against the Trump administration. University of Minnesota political science professor Michael Minta says there was some dissent from moderate Republicans during Trump's first term. This time around, Democrats don't control the House or Senate. They could use the support of moderate GOP members, but
they're not necessarily coming out in favor of Republicans or Trump policies, but they're not doing anything to stop it. And so that makes it very difficult for the minority party, for Democrats, to really mount any type of opposition.
Democratic U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota says she's seriously considering a run for governor with Walz not running again. And Klobuchar says her party needs to focus on picking up a majority in Congress.
We need a check on Donald Trump. He will not have this unbridled power if there can be a House of Representatives or a Senate that can rein him in.
But there's still a little less than a year until voters can change the makeup of Congress. The state's attorney general has sued the feds to try and halt ICE operations here. There's no sign the president will relent on his immigration crackdown, and Democrats don't have many options for pushing back. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Minneapolis.